WTIC. So, we're looking for a firewall. We're looking for a force strong enough to stand up to whatever kind of plundering is coming down the pike tomorrow. 860-522-9842. Joining us now is the minority leader of the House, Themis Claridis. She is perhaps the toughest person in Hartford. How are you, Themis? Thanks for being here.
Okay, how are you? That was a nice compliment. Thank you.
Well, you know, you speak with conviction, and we're looking for some convicted speech. So what do we expect tomorrow? Do you have any sense of how the money to fill the gap is going to be created by the governor?
Well, actually, I just walked out of a meeting with the governor to call you. He was briefing. He's been briefing all the caucuses on the budget, so he's giving us some information on it. I think it's not a huge surprise. It's a lot of stuff we've seen already. Obviously, we've heard his position on tolling this weekend, which is a big conversation, if you ask me, because there's a lot of this that people don't understand. There's tax on plastic bags. There's tax on sugary drinks. There is raising the age to buy cigarettes at 21. There's a 75% tax on vaping. So there's a lot of details to it, and as I said, he's just in the middle of briefing us on it, but I don't think it will be any huge surprise because he's been talking about a lot of this stuff, but we saw this weekend his switches position on tolls.
Yes, but tolls take time to implement. How quickly could that money be part of a financial solution for the budget hole?
That's a great question, and we don't have a specific answer right now, but I think the time frame could be anywhere from 3 to 6 years.
Well, so that doesn't even help right now. Why
exactly?
Spend...
That has nothing to do with this biennium. So people need to understand that if we implement tolls, that is just approving tolls to start the process. And we wouldn't see one dime of that money for at least 3 years, is my understanding.
Not one dime for 3 years. So that means there's this whole fight is expending political capital for something that doesn't help the present. And that means there's got to be increase in income taxes on the highest earners?
I do not believe the governor will be increasing the income tax. He felt strongly about keeping that where it is, and how what we have been saying for how many years, Todd, that the benefit is decreasing every time. So every time you increase the income tax, each time you do it, you receive less and less income. And why? Because people who have the ability to pay more income tax obviously earn more income, and therefore they do not domicile in the state any longer.
But we keep hearing about this
flexibility.
I'm sorry. We keep hearing about this powerful leftist force that has now joined you in the building, and that they want to go after people who have made the mistake of being too successful.
Well, let's just remember, this is the very first step in the budget process. Session goes until June. The fiscal year ends June 30th. And if you remember, 2 years ago, we didn't have a budget until November.
Mm-hmm.
The governor's budget proposal is exactly what it says. It is a proposal. The process will then start in the Appropriations and the Finance Committee, which are the money committees, the budget committees for the legislature, Republican and Democrat. And those processes will go through until the end of April, when a proposal supposedly gets called, although 2 years ago, Democrats did not put out any budget proposal in those committees. So this is the first step tomorrow. Just because it's proposed tomorrow does not mean it becomes law.
Yes, but does that mean it's going to be sort of platitudes and feel-good statements and we're going to look at this and we're going to try that kind of thing?
Well, listen, this is the governor's vision for a budget. If he had his way and it was a dictatorship instead of a democracy, this is the way the governor would do the budget in the state of Connecticut, but fortunately, we do not have a dictatorship, and the process goes through a democratic process wherein Republicans, Democrats, House, and Senate have to agree with that proposal. So they're not platitudes, they're specific proposals,
okay.
But clearly he understands, as any governor would or should, that this is the beginning of that negotiation process to see, well, I can't live with this or I can't live without that, and can we come to an agreement on a budget?
The minority leader in the House, the leader of the Republicans in the House, Themis Claridis, is here. Thank you again for joining us. Okay, anything else we should know, Leader Claridis?
Well, I think that people will get the specifics of this budget tomorrow when the governor does his proposal. As I said, this is the first step. But, you know, we need to go back to tolls, I think, for a second. And a lot of people, you will hear them say, well, we need money for the roads. How else are we going to do it? And there's several other proposals. One, a Senate and House Republican proposal we've put forth for the past 4 years on a way to responsibly fund transportation. And Scott, Todd, you know, that is the key word here, right? It's not about funding something. It's how do we responsibly fund it? And this proposal of 82 tolling gantries in the third smallest state in the country is just lazy. It's a lazy way to get money. What we really need to do is to discipline ourselves and tighten our spending and budgets. And we don't want to directly target our commuters and people that are going to school and people that are going to their kids' soccer game and just day in and day out. These are not the tolls of New York. These are not the tolls of Massachusetts. This is a money grab, plain and simple, because they cannot control their spending.
But their proposal would be triple what Massachusetts collects in tolls.
Exactly. If you hear many people say, well, Massachusetts has them and New York has them and they work fine. Well, just for some perspective, from New York City to Niagara Falls, I believe it's 430 some odd miles, and you would pay almost $20 to go that distance, give or take. And the proposals in Connecticut are going from New York to New Haven, which is a little over 40 miles, and those tolls are going to be over $10. I mean, let's remember that from New York to New Haven on I-95, there are 48 ramps, exit ramps, and they are 1 mile apart. And we know how backed up that is now. You have any idea what that's going to do to traffic in the state?
All right, Themis Claridis, we appreciate your time. Thank you for filling us in. We look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
All right. That is Leader Claridis on the House side. She is the chief Republican. You hear the conviction she speaks with. And I think that sort of clarity and toughness is what we're looking for.